We have Senator Scott Renfro on the line with us. Scott, welcome back to Grassroots Radio. It's been a while.
Thanks for having me on tonight, guys.
No worries.
You walked right into a hornet's nest
this week, didn't you? Yes, you did.
Yes.
So we've been talking about this gun thing, and I know that you had called for a different reason, but first of all, tell everybody what district you represent.
I represent Senate District 13, which is mostly Weld County.
All right, very good. So I'm sure you're aware there's going to be a ton of gun bills dropped in the assembly this year.
Anti-gun bills.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Gun-grabbing bills.
Yep, anti-freedom, anti-liberty, anti-constitution.
Any idea what some of those are going to look like besides, you know, the usual suspect Perlmutter?
Well, I think you've hit on quite a few. You know, we're going to see, obviously, the high-capacity magazines. I've heard waiting period of up to 30 days to buy a gun. No private sales. I mean, you could go down the list of things that we've heard as potential bills. And you know, what I believe is going to happen is I think they're going to introduce them, they're going to run them, and I bet you anything the governor's already picked out the ones that he thinks that he wants to pass, and he's going to say, oh, we have these crazy ones that I was at least reasonable, but they're all crazy bills and un-American bills. And so I think that, you know, that's a false front that he's going to put forward, and we need to call him on it.
Well, and there is one thing that reassures me a little bit. Passions do fade. What happens right now is you're in a really emotional time. There's a lot of emotion running wild. People are just, you know, they're really upset about things. But what always is true is every time Democrats seem to get this notion that it's a really good idea to run a whole bunch of gun bills, they get their rear ends handed to them in the next election. It every time. Is that any, at least, condolences? Does that make you feel any better?
Well, no, it doesn't make me feel any better because it's taking away our freedoms and our rights now. And frankly, we've had Republicans that have passed gun restricting legislation in the past. You know, the NRA has been at the table making compromises. So unfortunately, we don't put the best people forward from the Republican Party to stand for liberty either. And we need to do a better job of that. And this issue is going to be at the forefront, and I'd rather try to kill everything we have and move forward as opposed to rely on the next generation of elected officials to fix something that we do now.
Senator, I've got to ask a question. What do you think our chances are of getting most of these, if not all of them, killed in the assembly with the makeup going forward?
Well, obviously, the Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. So it lays exactly at the governor's feet. And how much pressure, how much people show up at the Capitol, you know, he's got to run for reelection unless he's, appointed to something in the administration of Obama or moves on to something else and to spend more time with family and doesn't run again. So I think that if he's wanting to be reelected, citizens will need to show up at the Capitol, just like you've seen the massive demonstrations at other capitals on progressive issues, and they need to have their voice heard and do it in a respectful way, and see if we can move him to have some common sense and honor the Constitution.
Yeah, this is going to take an entire full court press from every freedom-loving citizen in the state of Colorado. It really is.
And I seriously encourage people, I know a lot of Democrats who are very pro-gun.
I do too.
They need to reach out to their representatives and say, I don't think so. This is not, I want the freedom to protect myself, my family. You aren't going to take my rights just because you're, well, taking advantage of a situation that's horrid.
Yep.
Right. So, Senator, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break. When we come back, we will actually move on to what you were actually scheduled to talk about. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Grassroots Radio Colorado. This is Ken and Jason. I have a question for everybody out there. We're talking about our constitutional rights that are our rights that are given to us by God that the Constitution was written to protect. And the left is sitting there trying to do everything they can to take him away from him. So I have a very interesting question for you. And this is a little off subject, but still keeping with the same theme. When you're driving your car and you go through an intersection and there's a little camera up on top of the red light camera, and it takes a picture of you and sends you a ticket based on your license plate, is that a violation of your constitutional rights? Senator, you're going to introduce legislation to remove that law. Is that right?
That's correct. Red light cameras and photo radar.
Now, let's be clear on something. I may not go as far as my compatriot here, and I'm going to answer the question, no, it's not, but that doesn't mean they should be there. The reason you're putting this argument up is because they're not there to enforce the law. They're there to generate revenue for the cities and counties, yes?
Yeah, that's correct. I think you can make the argument of you know, personal privacy and going to that route, but there are actually some court cases that make the constitutional argument not as strong as just looking at this issue from a common sense perspective of, okay, what's a camera for? If it's to increase safety, then, and if it does that, then okay. If it doesn't do that and there's other things we could do, then let's do those. And study after study is showing, if they're independently done studies, that cameras increase accidents and don't increase safety. All they do is increase revenues.
Well, they were designed to generate revenue. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you are sent a ticket, it's a summons. So you can go to court if you choose to. And at that point, you can ask the question, and I know this is, again, off subject a little bit. You can ask the question, I would like to question my accuser. How are you going to question an inanimate object?
That's very true. That's very true. And that's a great question. I think that adds another argument to the case of why we ought to really look at this bill and move it forward. Governments, police departments, they want control. They want to be able to extract money from us. That's one form of control. And the other is to control our behaviors on the road. Unfortunately, cameras don't give the behavior that – cameras are not producing the behavior that they want. Instead, they're just taking pictures of people running them and having horrific accidents. They're taking the picture after the fact. And if we'd increase yellow lights, do engineering at an intersection – there's many things that can reduce accidents and improve safety. All cameras do is increase revenue.
Well, let me just ask this question because every time somebody talks about photo cameras and photo camera tickets, this question comes up because there was a period of time when they first started this where if you were not sent the ticket via registered mail, you were not required to pay it. Is that not true?
That is correct. Actually, I don't think registered mail even matters. You technically, in my opinion, and I'm not an attorney, I'm not giving advice here, but I understand that you are not being served by an officer until you either sign the dotted line of the ticket that they sent you in the mail, or if you appear in public, or if they come to your door with a summons at that point. And obviously, at that point, there would be additional charges for them to come and do it personally. But I have heard the rumors that you do not have to pay a ticket if it just comes in the mail because it isn't properly served to you.
And I did hear a rumor, our lawyer, Randy Corcoran's listening right now. So if he's listening and he just happens to hear this and knows the answer, may not be a bad idea for him to kick us a quick text.
I've got a real anecdote to this. There was a guy in Fort Collins, and there's a street in Fort Collins that it's kind of curvy. It's LeMay, and there's a part of LeMay that curves around really bad. And the city is notorious for putting up a van with a camera that flashes people that are driving by. A kid, I think he was in college, this was in the newspaper, drove by, it flashed, they took a picture of him, so he parks down the street, sneaks up to the van, takes the license plates off of it, puts it on his car, and drives by like 7 or 8 times really fast. And so the van kept taking pictures of its own license plate.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, but he ultimately got busted because they were able to compare pictures and they knew.
There is no question the reason cities, and Fort Collins has had one at I want to say it's either Prospect or Drake and Harmony, or not Harmony, College for years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, and I will make this argument because I've seen it happen more times than not, somebody sees that, they're getting near a pink light, wham, they slam on their brakes, somebody hits them from behind. I've probably seen that. I went to college up there. They put it in when I was in college in the 90s, and I guarantee you I've seen that happen at least four times, and I don't live in Fort Collins. I go up there a lot, but I don't live there. These are not safe.
Well, and Senator, the state, the city, the county is notorious for finding all of these tricks, all of these infringement ways. There's a story out of Boulder. They're going to start putting a fee on utility bills to cover their roads so that they can maintain their roads.
Because they don't have enough sales tax to cover their roads.
Yeah, obviously they keep raising the sales tax and revenue keeps dropping. They can't figure it out. Gee. But their municipalities, city governments, state governments, they're notorious for doing this kind of crap. So how do you stop it? You think you're going to have this thing will get any legs?
Well, I hope that my colleagues will look at the data, the studies that I bring forward. There was a new study just done by the Kansas City Police Department themselves that said red light cameras increase accidents. And so if you can listen to things like that, I think it's pretty obvious that this should be something that would be moved forward, that should have bipartisan support. But unfortunately, what I'm hearing through the grapevine is that Senator Morse, the president of the Senate, has put his foot down that no Republican-sponsored bill of any kind will leave the Senate. And so we'll have to see if he's true to his word with that or
Wow, hold on.
Yeah,
we need to go back.
Jaws are dropping all over the place. Wait, say that again, Senator?
Yeah, well, I've heard rumors that there is not going to be a Republican bill come out of the Senate, and a Republican-sponsored bill. So we'll have to see if that proves true and if that's his words and if that if that's where we end up in this session. But, you know, we always try to reach across the aisle. I think this is a perfect time for Democrats to see if they will reach across the aisle, even in a majority that they have. A lot of people don't realize this, but 2 years ago when we had the Senate elections, the Senate Republicans actually gained more votes in the state than Senate Democrats. And we haven't pulled the data for this last election on the same thing. But obviously the Democrats hold a majority in the Senate, and that shows what redistricting does and the gerrymandering that happened through that process. But so I think that, you know, to represent the people fairly, you need to be bipartisan and at least listen to those ideas, and we'll see if he does. And
this is the same, Senator, this is the same party that screams obstructionism,
Yep. Screams,
yells it. They go up to the top of the building and yell, obstructionist, obstructionist, obstructionist Republicans. And this is the Senate president who, by the way, hyper-partisan, barely got elected, instead of somebody who I think probably would have been a better choice. But this is the guy. You know, and he's the interesting part is he's term limited. He comes from a moderate district. There's a pretty good shot that district will turn. I hope those people in Colorado Springs hear this show, hear what you just said.
Yeah, and we'll see if he holds to that. If that's true, I've heard it from other different sources, and he hasn't said it to me directly, but you know, it's not the way you want to start off the session, but that's kind of what the word in the Capitol is right now.
So he's going to send pretty much everything to the kill committee.
Yeah, and they did that. Another thing that the Democrats did, that Morgan Carroll, Senator Carroll did, the majority leader, they restructured our committees in the Senate to where they only have three Democrats and two Republicans on a lot of committees, so they made them smaller. Which, in fact, what that does is that gives less voice of representation to the state. And so there will be senators this year in our caucus that will have only one committee to sit on, because that's all the spots that are available to fill the committees. And I guess, yeah, you might get rolled everything 3-2 anyway, so what's it matter if you have three sitting there or two? But having that voice, those ears, and that representation of that district is lost with – with the smaller committee sizes that we will have this year.
It's because they don't want any voice. They want to just do what they want to do.
I think that's exactly right. It'll free it up and move it quicker.
That's unbelievable. You know what? We're going to follow that. We're going to follow that very, very closely. And, oh, man, that's just wrong.
I have a feeling Senator Morse is probably too smart to actually repeat that to you. But if he does, call in. We'll put you on the air immediately.
I will definitely ask him next time I see him because I've heard it. And that is kind of the talk at the Capitol amongst the lobby and amongst people there. So we'll see. We'll see if he'll reach out across the aisle.
That's just absolutely. We'll see. I'm stunned that he would actually say that. I guess I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be surprised at all. But you know, that's so much for being the kinder, gentler Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable, Senator. That's just not good.
And Senator, I sincerely hope you have good luck pushing through this bill. We need to get rid of these red light cameras. It's a joke.
You know, there's going to be some really good quality bills coming out of the Senate. I've been talking to a lot of different senators-elect, people that have been there for a while. There are some good things that Republicans put forward. Not always, but there are some good things that are bipartisan, that are good for everybody. This is one of those things. You know, Senator,
we'll do our best to, you know, to make the points and to garner people on the other side of the aisle to sign on, and then we'll see, you know, if we're successful or not, and then we'll see once the session starts how the votes go.
Yeah, well, keep us informed. You know, you've always got an open invitation to join us here, so please keep us informed.
Senator Scott Renfro, thank you for your time. We'll be back on the other side of the hour.